I think we can do our chakras. Let's do our chakras, eh?
Licorice bimin kumasa.
Yeah?
Page number 3 of the Mishka study here. Lifresh be made tumma. To be Pirish in the Yimei Tumma. Right? So Chayav Adam Lifresh me yeshtabi made tumma. The person has got to be Pirish from his wife in the Yimei Tumma. Acha Tispa, Shiva Yamim Nikim Vititma. So she counts the Shiva Nikim and then she toils. Ben Chilakim Nitma Mechmas Rio and Chamati Kazim. Doesn't make them a difference. Mechmas Rio or because of the Kazim. Right? Pretty simple. Prisha Zu, he mi Tashmish Hamita or Mechibuk Venishuk. That's Tashmish Hamita. And hugging and kissing. Vechain Mishara Chakus Yivar Olam. And also other Chakus. Hal Mutalis Yachid Im Ishtabi Mei Tumasa. But you are allowed to be Mei Yachid with your wife. Be Mei Tumasa. Why?
It's too hard.
She's an Arai. She's one of the Arai's. She
had Tashmish right? Before and you will have Tashmish later.
Yes, so let's see Gimel. Gimel in the footnote. The Kivan Shabal Pam Achas, since he was already boiled his wife, so Sula talk of Yitzre. So he's no longer, his Yitzre will no longer overcome him. Anybody want to disagree with that klal? Alright, that's a very interesting klal by the Chachamim on this one. Alright?
What about a divorcee?
Yeah.
You had a being that a yichud with a woman that you divorced?
No.
So far, generally, you already have been married.
Oh, so that's he's leaving. You're right, but there's a point that you said that, right. that he's leaving out, which you really should put in here, and there will be top the salad, right? That's the lotion that's used. His bread is in his basket, meaning he knows he will have it eventually. So the combination, or maybe they're two separate reasons, however you want to look at it. But
you will eventually, it doesn't.
Because you were, meaning.
So it was me as last year.
Oh, so that's the thing. But I knew.
Otherwise.
What?
How would it work otherwise?
How would it work otherwise?
Marriage?
Yes. But what is this coming to exclude? Behind the Afuke Mechosin, Shadayin Leibole Apamach. That's coming to exclude a Chosin who has not yet been boiled his wife. Then there's an Issa Yichud.
Which is not yet.
What? Which is the disaster of a. It's not a disaster of a. The Chuppas Nida. That's where Chuppas Nida gets complicated.
Not a disaster.
What? No, it's not a disaster. But that's where the headaches come from Chuppas Nida. Right? How many people you have to. You could have got a host a couple of times. Couples from Chuppas Nida. It's not a big deal. You just can't. You gotta make sure that there's no yichud. That's all. They can't be with the door closed.
Neither of them.
They're sleeping. They can sleep in the same room. As long as there's no yichud. Right. So. So that's what this is coming to exclude.
Pretty nice, huh?
Yeah. Fine. Dinei harchokas amavaram la'alon, back up in top gimel. Dinei harchokas amavaram la'alon, shaykhim afilu makum shir. Oh no, let's say one more thing also. There is a time where, meaning the din is, if you for some reason cannot be with your wife, you have to get divorced. That's halacha.
What does that mean? If she's rosa machas tashmish.
If she's rosa machas tashmish, that's one case in the shulchan, meaning if tashmish amita brings on down.
Okay.
So if that's the case, and since they can never have Tashmish Amita because that will bring on down, so then they have to get divorced. Three times, yeah. Or
holy cow. Three times?
Not Pesulim. It brings
not
on Pesulim either.
After Pesulim. Yeah.
Wow.
Very rare case.
Is there a.
Does it actually.
Is it
sure, it's happened. I mean, we're all
big on Shulchan Aruch. No, I'm saying. With today, they have all kinds of.
There's all sorts of people. Yeah, it's not a thing. I've never heard of anybody.
Is there a. Is there like a grace period that's assuming? From the first time. Like after the first time.
I must have
a
problem
with that. Let's say, a month or two.
It could happen at any time. You could have a couple that's married for 20 years and all of a sudden something goes wrong with her body.
Is she allowed to get remarried?
She's allowed to get remarried, but once she marries three men, then she's out.
Why is she allowed to get remarried?
She could do a test. There's a test that she could do.
a test?
Yeah, she sticks something inside of her if it doesn't cause her to see. You really want to know the whole deal? You basically take a, I guess, what's a pipe of plastic, well,
GVC.
It should be something that's not going to injure her, put inside of her. And then you take a stick with a cloth on the top, like a moich on the top, that's the lotion. And you stick it inside. Meaning the reason is because you want to make sure the dam that she's seeing is not from the uterus.
Not from either side.
Not from the
right. So that's why if you just stick something in to check, so there might be dam from the side, you're not going to know that's from the uterus.
In,
so what you do is the pipe will make sure that the moich will not touch any of the sides. The only thing it will touch is the opening of the uterus or the cervix area. And if there's dam on there, and she flunks the test. There's no dam on there.
And then she's good. Then
she can still get married after
that? She can never get married again.
It depends. It depends if she can. Is she allowed to do this under the first husband or only after she gets divorced? Under there's all different options. But that's okay. Not really negay too much. But there's another one that maybe is all, it's also not negay. But if a woman for some reason can't go to the mikvah.
Why wouldn't she have an
allergic? Let's say she has a skin disease.
Allergic to water?
Yeah. No, there are people in water.
She could go to the
like, what would stop her? She can go to an ocean, can't she? She can go to like a lake or an ocean.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but let's say for some reason.
What do you mean?
You're asking
for a period or for a length of time?
No, for a length of time is fine as long as you know that eventually there'll be a hat. But if you know that she can't.
Can you wait for technological breakthroughs?
I don't know.
No, what is that? What would stop someone from not being able to go to the mikvah?
Medically, she can't go.
But that's what I was asking. Like, what, she can't, like.
Oh, back in the Gemara's time?
Yeah.
Let's say she couldn't go. The mikvahs were cold. They didn't have heated mikvahs. I mean, they did, but it wasn't so easy.
Some probably was in the Middle East. It's pretty hot over there. She
like the water.
Let's say
somewhere in Europe or something. She can't, cold water, she can't deal with it. I think that's the case in Shocheral. Was it Shocheral's case? No, she has wounds on her body and she can't go to the mikvah. That's the case in Shocheral.
Non-healing.
I guess, and the water is really going to.
You see, that's why I asked if it's temporary or permanent.
Right.
Because that's.
You mean non-healing wounds, you got to do that, yeah. But the case of mine is that you have to have had tashmish with your wife. And you have to have the ability eventually to have tashmish in order for there to be heter of yichud. Because otherwise, it's arayis, no different than anybody else. You know that be miyachad one of the arayis. So why is your wife any different when she's in either? Right?
Can I tell her arayis?
That she's one of the arayis?
Why are you any different?
You're also one of the arayis to her. That's not her fault. I'm saying it's both sides, two way street.
Why? But why am I? I'm not an erva. Am I an erva?
Well, you're also to her. She can't be with you as much as you can be with her. It happens to be that it's her, it's not her fault.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyways.
I hope you got that on tape.
Really want to make sure that I can't see
that. Gimel, yeah. So, Dine HaFokus HaMavarim La'alan Shaykh HaMafilu Makushin In Time Oid HaNoshim HaKherim. Okay? That's a big one. It's Shaykh, even when they're are other people there? Saying lahaka b'kach with chashash busha or chedaima, he cannot be makel because of chashash of busha, anything similar to that. Does he mean that from Rav Moshe? Yeah.
I think it's from the passing
the child, right? I don't know what it is, but anyway, Rav Moshe goes through the whole thing. I remember
back and forth, and says the baby's crying, the mother, whatever.
Could be. I don't put that. He goes how fakir. It's a kiddush Hashem that people see. Somebody keeping the harchakas. What's wrong?
Did he say that there was, I forget what you said, with the credit card at the supermarkets and things that don't just stand there like, don't put it down, just hand it over. Okay.
I mean, if one of the two forgot.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's something else. But if here it's you're planning and you're both aware of it and you just don't want anybody to know. Maybe my father goes on a rough estate. I think he doesn't want to take. Mm-hmm. Why you should be more embarrassed that she's not an either than it she isn't either.
No, he's
right? Wouldn't it be Al Pisvara, one of them has it. Al Pisvara, you should be more embarrassed Everybody always hides that they're going to be with their wife. Right?
He said, well,
so you go hand something to your wife, because right? So says, oh, they could go, you know what I mean, right? Saying once you, right, but once you said, need, oh, they can't be together, huh?
Yeah, because he said about a Shabbos meal. If you buy a Shabbos meal with a lot of people, you're worried about packing it to the table. Everyone's going to be watching, and that's where you found.
Okay, so that's
cool. Not one of the five seasons.
And if she's in Nida, then you know there's a mikvah night coming.
So it could be in 2 weeks. It could be in 2 weeks. It could be in a day.
Why is it not sneezed? So people know that.
No, I don't think so. I think it's no.
Why do you think that's not sneezed? People know that husband and wife are going to be together at some point in time.
Is there a chassan and sneeze?
Yeah, why is that a chassan and sneeze?
It's not a chassan and sneeze. So I'll keep meaning. Going with the svara that you're too embarrassed to show anybody that your wife's in either. So okay. If you're going with that svara, mm-hmm. So that's the svara should be the sentence that you should be even more of that, right?
Don't do that svara.
What was that?
Don't do that svara. Don't get pregnant.
Right, that's another. That's a, yeah.
So it's the girl's fault.
I mean, it's a fact of life. That's what it is.
I know. What was that about the credit card?
That thing, like, what happens if you hand fuel you something?
Why say I'm handing my wife something
she
forget, forgot, or vice versa?
She forgot. Yeah. So now what do you do?
Okay.
Do you embarrass her? Say, excuse me, I'm not going to hand it to you.
Depends on who you are. That's personal.
No, I'm asking, what's the answer?
I'm, it's fair to say that it's mutter.
Okay.
The way I heard it is drop it. Like make it like in other words, if you're the one, if you remember and your wife doesn't remember, and she's standing there waiting for the keys or the car, that's your case.
Yeah.
So drop it.
Oh, she puts out her hand because
and she forgot, and she's waiting for you.
So go open the car door for her.
You can say that, right? That's one. I mean, you got to come up with every viable eitzah before you're allowed to hand it to her. Or another eitzah, so just drop it. Make it like you handed it, but you miss her hand. Something like that. And then don't bend over and pick it up. Because then you right back to square one. But then you might look like a jerk because you dropped something.
What was
and then,
doing again?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's it. The simplest thing is to walk her to the car if that's the case.
I was saying, what's your question? If a woman doesn't need to stick out her hand to shake your hand, what's your question? How do you do it?
What?
If a random woman sticks out her hand.
I shake
to
her hand.
Okay, so why is it any different? Why do you shake
She's
your hand?
Your
so you can embarrass your wife, but you can't embarrass that lady.
No, but this is a different isser.
Why is there a different isser?
Well,
do you shake a woman's hand?
Probably
not.
Well, I'm more for sure I've never had that scenario.
My sock is on either. Sock, I got to shake her hand.
Yeah, okay, so the negin is
the
whole thing.
The husband is
holding
the hard leg up to shake the woman's hand.
Right, the husband is holding.
Okay, that's the belt doesn't.
Any need to make the wound, right? That's the most. Ramosh has something on that.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Ramosh and the Chuvas, right?
It's awesome, but it's not about the Chuvas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then it's because, you know,
then they say orally Ramosh was mocking.
So what? It's awesome,
but what? He says it's awesome in his Chuvas, but he says, but if you see people do it, you could say that the reason they're Mako is because it's not their Chuvas that I'm capable of leaving. I do it too, for the record. I mean, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it's the same thing.
You could do that.
You're embarrassing.
You could do it up Shimer. You want to embarrass Shimer.
It's
the
same issue.
Either sneeze into your hand right before you see it happening, and then you're undoubtedly get out of that one. When you say you have a cold.
So when I
always shake and then explain immediately.
Explain what do you have to explain? You mean you tell them for the future?
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's
by the way, the future.
See, my brother's clean-shaven, and he says, by his work, the women stick out their hand, and he says, no, but you got all these Lubavitcher guys with these long beards, and they all shake hands, and they say, I understand, that rabbi over there with the long beard, he does it, so why don't you do it?
I told you when someone asked Rabbi Zvi Miller this year what they should do, so he said his policy is that if a woman sticks out her hand, so I'm sorry, ma'am, I have a policy that I only shake hands with ugly women.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know if I would try that one either, but yeah. You get arrested as well. That was in his days.
Maybe I
fell over from the way.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's, but for embarrassment, it doesn't, there's no head. Not quite the Kalas Rush. Although I think there are, I don't think there are Gehalten at all, but there are those that do say that smutter. From the more left wing rabbis. I don't know who they are, I don't know, but I've heard that.
See
are those out there that say it?
What?
She eat her shoes.
I take offense at that.
Probably everybody here eats Hershey's.
I know.
I eat Hershey's, but only special dog. No.
That's dairy nowadays.
I know, that's way back when it was.
The only Hershey's you can have is the cocoa.
Yeah. Quite the college rush, yeah? So this is the hardest one, it's almost impossible to explain. Also, live quite the local rush in Ishtar and Meitumah. So you're not going to have quite the college rush with your wife when she's in either. Right? So, lo yadaber imo. Dvarim hamagilim la erva. You're not allowed to speak to her anything that's going to be margul you to erva. Tzarech akol echol l'shar b'daitei eze diburim magilim oisoi the college rush with Sophic man. Everybody has to know on their own what that means. That's it. You can't. You take a mashma. You can't really go on. You can't really explain that. Ach, can move into different masu matam. It's okay. Bye. It's mutal adamarim akidaka. But obviously, you're allowed to talk to her business if you ever do that in the first place. And sarchei abayis, right? You're also allowed to speak to her. Meaning, if she asks you to take out the gun, you say, no. That's, you know, that's margul mita. It's very.
Actually, that's the best excuse, man.
Yeah.
Don't want to take out the garbage. I don't
want to
do the dishes tonight.
Yeah. Compliments. It's mutter to give her compliments. Okay?
Still female.
What?
Still female.
Yes.
And more so, what are you talking
about? Obviously, but you can't, again, it can't be compliments.
With your wife.
Oh, so what does that mean? Can you, is, he doesn't, what
are
you talking about?
No, it's even more
so then. So, how about playing games? Board games. Computer games. Can you use your, what do you call it, Wii? Can you box your wife in the Wii? The Wii? I'm saying, you, in the Wii, you have, each one has
a... in the Wii?
You know,
Anyway, I'm saying, can you do that? Is that called playing Kyle's Rush? Can you play a ball? Okay, ball will see the difference.
Oh, yeah.
But can you play board games? How about chess, Risk? It's telling on the game. Some games are more fun games than it'll be us.
Why isn't that telling on the person as well?
Huh?
Why isn't that telling on the person as well?
So yeah,
it might just be.
Yeah, we're playing
Twister's out. Yeah.
Yeah, I that I hear.
Yeah, we're all on the same page with that. Yeah. Dictionary. Dictionary is the type of game that I would think, the way I've seen it played, I would say it's probably awesome. To be on the team. Well, to play with women, Bichlal, I would probably say it's awesome.
Also, one shot at
the be on the same team, even to play with each other. Again, I don't know. Chess, on the other hand, I think the songs say chess would be alright.
I mean, to. I guess.
So those type of things. Can you make a joke? Yeah, you can make a joke. You could make jokes.
What's Kala's Rush then?
It's very difficult to. You can make a joke, you know, but to sit there for an hour making jokes and having good sonnets and all that, meaning a very lax atmosphere that may lead to something.
He just said it depends on the couple.
No.
Yeah, basically, what it is Tashra Shamitah, the Esim needs a more relaxed environment. Right? So, creating that environment, which will might potentially lead to it, would be Usher when she's in either. Right? However, one accomplishes that.
So, I mean, if Pictionary doesn't lead anywhere, then it should be
better. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to, if you check in the history of your marriage, say, did we ever have play Pictionary and then the Tashmish? And if that never happened, that means you could play Pictionary. I don't think that's... it's, if it brings some sort of fever there, then it would be awesome.
What about in public during the day?
You want to read that word the other way?
No, I'm trying
but
to...
Even
I'm
so,
trying
even
to
public during the day would be a problem. There can be a chiba between you, even if it's not physical in public, and it can be
compliments.
Compliments don't have to be anything relating to the tashmish.
You need the Pictionary.
Exactly. Although a lot of guys probably that's in their mind when they compliment their wife. Yeah, that's probably. But it doesn't have to. You could say the stuff was very good. That doesn't.
That
well, hopefully,
engenders
hopefully, no,
of chiba.
That's fine. Are you allowed to say I love you when a woman's in either?
Good question.
But man is that I think he's perfectly motivated because it doesn't mean a blasted thing. unfortunately, right? Yeah, everybody says I love you to each other. You walk around a bit smarter, you hear so much love, it's coming out of your ears. Right? And I hope it's superficial. Yeah, that's another problem over there. Right? Yes. No. The truth is when you discuss with the shaking the hand, right? Nowadays, from what I see a lot, it's a big thing that you hug the guy when you meet him.
For some people.
Yeah, it depends who.
No, I'm saying even by, you see even by the guy. Like a guy who's semi-friendly with, so yeah. So then you talk all around. If there happens to be a lady there, so you gotta hug her too, otherwise. Just an extension from the shaking of the hand. Yeah, I don't know. But it's possible. Anyway, to say I love you, I think the Rashiva told me that it's okay. You could say.
That's okay for what?
It's okay to hug a woman?
No, I love this one, I love
gifts are good, no good, right?
Gifts? I don't know who stuff gifts.
I don't think so.
Flowers are mutter. Gifts are mutter.
Yeah, I asked you.
Gifts are mutter, except if it's like the day before the mikvah, the day of the mikvah, and it's mm-hmm. and it's being used as to start the chiba process. It's an interesting thing that there's some sheeters that hold that on the last day, right? We'll get to the whole not eating with each other, right? Fasting not eating with each other, so you need a simon and all that stuff. So I think it's the Taz of the Shach. I think it's the Shach that brings down that on the last day there are those that hold that those halachas don't. You can eliminate those halachas. Because you need to start showing some sort of tiva before the light. Right, right. No, it's been a separation for 2 weeks. So you can't expect all of a sudden she goes to the mikvah and then she's. You know, you have to be Messiah. That's part of the mitzvah.
I'm having a very hard time understanding this.
Yeah, as you should. Okay. There are things that one does in order to be Messiah. What? Anything like
dependence
that?
Dependence on the couple.
100%.
Okay, so then, based on who you are, things like board games and compliments it depends who you are.
Yeah, anokanami.
If I went 2 weeks and ignored my wife, I'd have a get in my hands.
Of course, you know what? You deserve it too. You would deserve it if you did.
There's no way.
To me, if compliments is marvel, you could pass, which that means you're not giving enough compliments.
Right.
So hopefully, compliments is not marvel, you could pass, so therefore compliments are mutter. Hang in there, boy. It's only been a week. Yeah.
We can't put out the day.
I can't go 2 weeks without spending quality time.
We have a minute share for me to put up.
I can't not spend quality time.
I would say you have to spend more time with you. You have to spend plenty of time. It doesn't say anywhere where you're not supposed to spend time with your wife.
Okay, but spending time with my wife is very
important. Does not have to be Margo Yusufovich.
Right. Exactly.
Of course, everything.
Okay, but Tzchok and Kalos Rosh is included in spending time together.
Good Lord.
I don't know. That's, you think
so? He just said it depends on the couple. So if you guys...
Go
for a walk with your wife.
Mother go for a walk with your wife, yes.
So, I mean, to a certain degree, it's a lot. I don't know, the question is 95, Tzchok and Kalos Rosh.
That's what I'm trying to
say. Let's say for me, if I would go bowling with my wife and she's an eater, that would maybe marvel. Right? But for a guy that goes bowling 3 times a week with his wife, so...
But is it scratching costs? Like also if someone has a bunch of kids, they go to the park, they're playing with the kids and their wife, like the whole family is doing something together, is that...
I don't know. I never thought about that one. I don't know. Maybe. Even if it involves... the kids.
Yeah, but they're still...
Can you take the kids on a vacation, right? It's frowned upon normally to go on vacation when a woman is needed, right? So can you go with the kids on a vacation? I think 100% you should be mechuyev to, but that's... yeah, you'll get to that. I'm trying to take a vacation with the kids. But, I don't know. You got each couple's got to know for their own what's...
Yeah, but it's not a blanket. You have to spend time with your wife. It's not a blanket. We're not saying it's this line. Aser lishchok hakol rosh, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily true.
It is true.
The question is, what does that mean for you?
There's some things that step over the boundaries that make things more romantic. That
can be romantic. That I understand.
So that's all. So then, okay. If Chayik and Kalos
Rosh the other, I can't make a candle at dinner, and that's. Read the entire second sentence.
Then it would probably be, yeah.
I'm just going to take a gander. Shucks.
Yeah.
It depends on the couple.
Yeah.
Right. You keep bringing it up, I keep telling you that, and he keeps telling you that.
Is he qualifying or is he adding on? And that's what I couldn't sound.
He's saying it depends on the couple.
Okay, Nagia. What about Nagia? So, lo yigaba afilu be'etzba katana. You're not allowed to touch her even with a small finger. Right? Even if he has no kavana to be nene from her, it's still asr. Which we're going to see, to get hana from your wife when she's a nida is mutter. What does that mean? To get hana from your wife when she's a nida is mutter. She's allowed to serve yourself, her. Right? She's allowed to mop the floor.
You're not doing it.
Now we'll get to the
bed.
You're allowed to stare at your wife also.
See what's it called?
Right? You are allowed to stare at your wife and be nene from that, as long as it doesn't not margul you. Obviously dressed, but as long as it's not margul you with varavera. But for touching, even if there's no hana, that's also.
How can we not look at it? Lahanos.
They know they didn't ask it.
Why not?
You can ask if she wants.
No, I'm just asking, but if she's an erva.
Right, so that's where a wife is. That's where a wife is. She's not allowed to touch her clothing when she's still wearing them. Right? And the point being that if she's not wearing them, then you are allowed to touch them. Meaning, don't say you can't. Don't say you're not doing the laundry because you're not allowed to touch your clothing because you are allowed to touch your clothing. Yeah? Unless, of course, with all these things, if there's something that is going to be marvel you to have hehurim asurim, then it would be, and then you ask for everything. Right? It doesn't make a difference. He touches her clothing or she touches his. He should be mocking that the clothing shouldn't touch each other when it's on them. Now that's, by the way, that's not the kuliyam.
Svarim don't hold that.
They don't hold that?
They do not hold that.
They
Svarim, if I'm like a couch, if I'm the same couch and
the clothing touching, they're not. I don't think that. Okay. Those that are traveling together in a. Here he goes. If you're traveling together in a car, you've got to be careful that the begotten don't touch each other. How are you going to do that? Because when you sing a name, Tina could put a kid in between you. But it's mutter to touch her clothing when she's not wearing them, which we pretty much said before, right?
Yeah.
Look at Ches, the footnote Ches. Shulchan Aruch. Ba'ayim v'yurim she'ez bar ha'im mutter liga b'davar shehi achez es deyala. Are you allowed to touch something that she's holding in her hand?
No.
Right? What would that be, Nageya?
The credit card.
Well, though you're not touching, you're getting enough from the candle.
You want to hold the candle, you're
getting blood on it. Yeah, so what do you mean?
She's holding it.
I mean, that you can't hand things, that's for sure. Can you touch something that she's holding?
She's holding the baby. Can you kiss the baby that she's holding?
You want to just put your hand on it. You don't want to. Okay, yeah, that would
be. Can you kiss the baby that she's holding?
That's where you point an article.
What?
She's holding the newspaper. Can you point an article?
Right, that type of thing. That type of thing. You look at the
baby.
What?
Well,
kissing a baby is more, I would think, okay, sorry. But see in the back than the viewer.
It's more what? She's holding a baby. Can you kiss the baby?
It's machloek, but you shouldn't. That's what I would say. What is it? What's that?
I could. I didn't want to interrupt your page sharing.
Page Kufnun Ches. Yeah, you got it right. Then go ahead and double sheer Cheses together. You got it? Aleph. Ayin Masher Zbar. They need Nagia. The Dana Achraimen, Eim Mutter Lengaya, the Gavar Shehi Achezes Biyoda. The Achraimen Dan, whether you're allowed to touch something that she's holding in her hand, Beshut Sheher Tara, Kosher Shehi Nagia, the Gavar Shehi Biyoda, Kiwi Nagia, it's as if he's touching her, the Osir. Ach, Beshut Meshut Varim, Kosher Da'af, the Meshut Yad Aliyo, Mukhus the Osir, the Gavar Shehi Achezes Biyoda, the Kamach of Tarachim, and Nalei. How do you know? It's a Tarachim, how he knows it, Shehi, the Mechavar, the Mashma came. Because in the Mechaber, the Lashon of Mechaber is not Mashma, but Rekotel Le'igaba Afilu Be'etz Be'Kepana. Matzah lo yigat ba. Right? Umashe dafka ba. Ava mashe beyada mutter imeinu negoyim ba. As if you don't touch her, then it will be okay. I know that Shikata Meshut Lulu Shem Arta Ben Yigi Yadei Dabaracha the Koyach Koycha and also Koyach Koycha, which is as if she rolls something and then can you touch it? Okay, he doesn't. It's Machlokes, which inevitably a lot of these Machlokes that are not in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah.
Why is there different?
Why is there different in passing?
True.
In a Chanamah. No, passing is also. Passing is also. Well, because passing is the Kashas that you're going to touch each other. It's awesome.
What about
because when you're, when you're handing something over, they consider it handing something over something small. So you might touch it. I'm thinking if you're touching something that she's holding, so then. What happens if she's leaning on the table like this? Can you touch the table?
Yes.
Good answer.
I hope so.
So I mean, look at that, she's not touching at all. I tell you, what about touching her bed when she's on it?
No.
I think she has bed to stay away from.
I was told no. The Calabami reclined.
Touching her bed? I don't remember what we said with that.
You can't even look at her bed when she's not in the house.
Look at it?
You can barely look at it. You can't even look at the thing.
Yeah, really.
It's difficult. We have a small bedroom, right?
Only you're a big guy.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm, I have to be very careful.
No, you're allowed to touch her bed when she's not on it. That's no question.
Yeah.
Right, so.
I know, sit on it. You can sit on it. Touch it.
You can sit on the bed. She can sit on her bed, you can sit on your bed when they're even when they're touching. That's no problem.
You can't lie down.
You can't lie down. Sitting. You can.
Really?
Sitting.
No, we'll
say we'll get to the beds. If we'll get to the beds, we'll get there, yeah?
You have separate beds, and she's on one side of it, and you can sit on the other side.
Separate bed,
sitting on
Okay, let's see. Hashata is
she's sitting on her bed, and you can't sit on her.
No, you told him that a couch.
You can't sit on her.
Told him that a couch.
You can sit on a couch.
If there's separate pillows, you can sit on a couch if it's heavy. Okay. Right? So. Okay, let's see. Hashata is Rika. La Yeshitu Zela Zel Shum Berma. They're not allowed to hand each other anything. Even if it's done with the Shinu. Even if something very long is asr, and also lizrik chayfet me'echad hasheni, it's also asr to throw from one to the other.
What's the basis?
That you might see. That don't make the mistake that the people make. They think, the rabbis are crazy because they say that if you're going to hand something to your wife, you may end up sleeping with her. That's not the issa. The harchaka is from touching. Touching the derechiva is also a problem, right? We discussed it. That some hold the yarek val yava. So if you're handing something, I thought we discussed it.
But the rabbanon deraisa, right? The rabbanon holds deraisa, so we hold the rabbanon.
Yeah. Well, it's a machlokes what Ramban, whatever it is. But it's not a simple thing. So that's what this harchaka is for. That you shouldn't end up touching each other with the derechiva. Right? Okay. I'm just looking at this. Right, what's pshat in the davar aruch? You're not going to end up touching each other. It's a stick. So, it's a light cloak. Right?
Could you, theoretically, you had a broom, and you took out of the... You took it out of the closet, you put it on the ground, and you like swung it towards her. Is that considered passing? Do something like this? Would that be considered passing?
That's what you're throwing, no?
But it's not like, can you bounce the ball to your wife?
No, it's not.
That's
called ping pong. That's
called shadow
ping pong, right?
Yeah. That's throwing.
Can you play ping pong with your wife?
You don't want her to catch it. You want to bounce it.
Quick passing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but that
I'm not sure.
Kyle's right. She said in a Hanami, but
let's look at
play ping pong with the rifle.
Let's look at Oscar Zion
for a minute.
He says you have to be iron in the tshuvas over there. So whether there's going to be a machlokes. You knock something into something that's going to go. So is that called? Rolling ball is not called a kaychel.
Also, down is one, no?
Oh, I don't know.
You look at that.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, throwing a ball up in the air is mutter.
You're not throwing it towards her.
Right. So maybe if the chayr is throwing a ball down on the ground, it should also be enough.
Yeah, we could bounce to her.
Well, that's what we were clearing. What is it? No, what kind of arc? What's the degree of the arc that you're throwing it? I don't know. Well, look at Tazayin. Shach. Even though something long is no chashash nigiyah, mikom makom loy plug with that. So loy plug can't cause a frideya. Ubaruch Hashulchan. Vayim v'lashem Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the studio Tara with Tzimach Tzedek. Vayim reshut yifei nois. Shenisho v'misha ishtei nida im abal yochel l'stavim hatana goyle l'stavim rosh v'erev yim kippur. How's that for a child? She's a nida and you want us to do kaporos. And she's not going to touch the chicken. Maybe by then you
my
watch a little.
No, maybe
I'll tell my wife, sure. The age of the nachin l'hachmer v'zekim v'chi yesh l'ach Hashem v'yigabah. I would disagree and say if she's not going to let that chicken go anywhere near her. Right? So maybe there's no shot. Okay, whatever. It's just an interesting shot. Yeah? Right. Oh, so then look at your design. It brings a lot of marmakon. Right, looks a bit. With Tama Dovash also Zrika. Like it's about six lines down into the your design. Brings a bunch of Mara Makar going to do with Hamadova, Shaosru, Zrika. You have it?
Yeah.
Hayim Beshut, Shabbosaifim, Sisyakov, the Bazarik, we are the Ekalamechash, Tvela Kirubasa. Throwing to her hand, there's a Hashash, there's more of a Hashash for Kirubasa, Ayin Shom. Hayim Beshut, Hartzvi. Shadon Lagavi Isha, Shatricha Lerifuasa, Irui Dam, Mibaila Dafka. She needs blood from an effusion from her husband Dafka. Even shall Adam haylach yosha migufa legufa aydesh beferus dihi bimei tumasa. An effusion, blood going straight from the husband to the wife through a what do you call it? IV, I guess. Is that would that be mutter?
Yeah, but that's not even kecha. It's not his.
I don't know.
So he can't do this.
Who asked about the intravenous? What happens if the wife is having a lot after childbirth? So the wife is getting wheeled to the room and she sells the IV. Can the husband push the IV cart? Whatever that.
Yeah, a little fan entry.
Huh? I don't know. I didn't see anybody discuss it.
Who was that? Lachlan Mathis? Someone else?
Yeah, Lachlan Mathis.
Is he on part of the hospital?
Who was after the fact?
Oh, that's.
He did it or he didn't?
Yeah. Part of the person.
I don't know. I can hear sorry. I can hear sorry. No.
Because it's what that calls.
I don't know, what does the item say?
We shake hands, drink chocolate.
I don't know. Well, isn't it like when a person
is your wife?
Yeah, but it's attached to her. Well, I would, I don't know, before I thought it would be okay.
No, but if the person is after with one of those that I would have kicked them in,
so I'm pretty sure that my
wife would have been with the IV thing in. You think you've missed anything?
I don't know.
If the person is after with the IV thing in, I don't think he's taken out.
Right.
That's the part of the person.
Or they bury it with them.
No, they take
them out
when the person
is married.
They
don't bury someone.
You do the Sahara, you take anything out.
One tubes that they cut them to a certain point.
I don't know. I don't know that you're right.
I'm a grandfather.
No, I'm right.
Okay. I've heard that they take them out.
Take
all the tubes out
before he dies.
I think they
before, after he died, before he's buried.
But they take out the tubes and stuff. Yeah.
They take
it
for a minute to do with another thing again. Stuff, you know?
Okay, here we go with Zion, yeah? Very negay. Also, lethal tinoik miyad ishta. It's also to take a baby from the wife, from the hand of your wife, back
can
in Zion.
Can you put
the
keys on the baby?
Wait, so what would you do? I already have seen. The baby's on her lap. Can you put something on top of the baby?
What would you do about the baby?
What would you do?
Yeah. I mean, what would you do? Let's say, your wife doesn't go to the hospital. And she's in a wheelchair and there's an IV. You going to push the tree?
Is that what it's called? What do I do? I don't know. I don't know what I would do. There's no choice. So what are you going to do? If there's no choice, some of the yada has to for husband to maybe I wonder if I use the shinya makes it better. Maybe I don't know. If anybody finds an answer to this, let us know, please.
I think my wife has
that's usually what they do. Also, lethal tina miyadish is also to take a baby from your wife's hand. Achim atina godol kitzas, but if he's a little, he's godol kitzas. How's that for a vague, description?
Oh,
here's the body touch. Who and he goes by himself. Yesh makila mizeh. Then there are those that are meko.
But since you can't take the baby from your wife, she can pass you the child, so you can pick up.
Same thing.
You can do what Dave does and just put it inside the couch.
Went to him. It's a very interesting hesed, because you know the call of Chai Noteh Atzmai?
Yeah.
And Shabbos, right? So a Chai carries himself.
Yeah.
So if you carry your friend on Shabbos, it's also, but you're not Chai for it.
Well, like a piggyback ride?
Yeah, because he can get there anyway, so Chai really carries himself. In other words, that's where dead weight comes from. Dead weight doesn't count. I mean, when somebody's up, they're lighter than even when they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so if this however, that actually in fact,
so the Tashbeit says that Chayna is not, so you would say the same thing by passing a baby.
Of course, but that only means if the kid is awake. If the kid is asleep, that wouldn't apply, or would that still apply?
So let's see what he says in the Yudches in the footnote.
When he says you can't pass the baby, is this just saying passing a baby, or even if the baby's sitting on the one for the
I mean, if it's just on the I've seen that discussed. I don't know
what
people
have
that means you could obviously touch something. It's just touching.
No. She's supposed to let go. Oh, okay.
So the baby is
sitting on her lap.
So she's touching.
I mean, I was thinking about it. It's
sitting on her.
Like 10 minutes to get these in this morning.
Look at the easy one.
No, she can't do that. Sitting on her.
That's
the easy one.
What did they say?
Turn anything.
I'm trying to remember. It only has one direction. Either you can put it down on her.
You can take.
Wasn't it dangerous? I'm sure it wasn't. I wasn't even listening, honestly. But isn't it dangerous with a baby? If a baby's too young, where you're just constantly moving around.
Because you heard all those horror stories of the ladies shake their kids when they're crying.
No, but I'm saying, like...
They feel my brother Elliot.
He just had a kid, right?
I have a picture of throwing my niece to my brother across the room.
Yeah, you put it on the couch and shake. Is it a
bad thing? I don't know. Just don't put it on the couch.
So make sure you put the baby completely on the couch.
2 weeks old.
So half on the couch. No, it's not a problem. I would also be afraid of babies, probably.
I'm so horrible.
Let's see. The Ayin of Pardes remind him, Shuzmar Shah, Tizkazuta, Aruch HaShulchan, the Leket HaShbeit. That's brought in Pisle Chuva. Ach, I am Peshut Lushim on Special Kosov. Shavat Ashpeitz, I read Dafka Batini, Shigesh like Das Das, that he has a little brain. They Gaguin La'aviv, and because he has Gaguin, Gaguin means he longs for his father. Noita Atzmi Lotzes Michaik Ima Lechaik Aviv. He leans to go from his mother to his father. Lashon Ashpeitz, the Chayin Ashpeitz, any rak Lashon Mushal. It's only borrowed Lashon. Doesn't mean that specific. I am shown. That's what he's basing what he said on top.
The thing is, the kid is old enough that he'll
jump. That's when you would have the heter. But a new baby, that would never. Meaning the Tashbeit says that it's Chaynos Yisasma. Right? So if you don't Chaynos Yisasma, it could be anybody. Even if the baby's very young and he doesn't jump. But what they're saying, that's the way he's posking here, and that's the way I think the belt goes with it, that if the baby jumps, then you have the cooler of the touch base, but then again, there are those that disagree with it. Like Aruch HaShulchan, the Muslim, disagrees and says you can't, even if the baby lunges.
Can you take something right to sleep? You
mean like the baby's laying on her arm or something like that? I don't know.
Sorry, it's the same as...
Same as on her left. I don't remember where I saw it. That's fine. And we call Makkah, you have to be very careful not to come to Negiyah. Same thing, you should not kiss the baby when the baby is in the hand of your wife. But I think that's a Machlokes. And same thing with other Dvarim al Chiba. But you are allowed to feed the baby when your wife's holding the baby, or give medicine. And Kashal Allah, precisely, Yasir Shalabal. If it's difficult for her to do it without her husband, and you can't, meaning he's saying the chatchila is also to even feed the baby when the baby's in the arm of the spouse. Mm-hmm. Right? But if it needs to be done, then it's okay. Ches, this shayla comes up sometimes. In kabdu liyas kvata, the bris milav ishtay nida. Let's say the mechavad you to be the kvata by a bris, and the wife's the nida. Ein limsar satinik miyada liyada. You should not hand the baby from hand to hand. And even if the baby is laying on two pillows, she should not take the baby from the upper pillow. Meaning, there's an eitzah that some say to do, so hold two pillows, and then the wife takes the upper pillow with the baby on it. I'm just saying not to do that. Stick the baby. To give the baby to somebody else, and then the Baal should take. Because then we'll put the baby down on a chair, and then
I think you told me to ask them.
If it's okay, if they can. You want to know whether they brought the.
You want
to
ask
them?
No, like, you want
to. Really, before you give the key, but yes.
Well, they can't ask them. They should say no if they don't need to embarrass.
I
thought about you kind of a shop. We made him write some last canal, let you cover us the keyboard. There shouldn't be a common keyboard. There are those that are makel on this because they tie in that the whole yisoid and the whole kvater is the handoff between the husband and the wife. I have no idea. This is what I've
I took picture of bris.
Yeah, those are makel with two pillows.
I took picture of a bris and we put tables in front of the ladies section. And it was very strange, though, but she put the kid down on the table, and then he picked the kid up from the table.
That's what they decided to do. So it's not that big a deal, ultimately.
I think they could do it.
Let's take one more, just on the same subject. Actually, there's two more. There's two more that are on the same subject. Let's just do a couple.
Oh, I think you're saying like...
Ain't lofteis master. Ain't lofteis master. Lutchai chetet yachad. You shouldn't lift up something together. Or push something together and Mishta be made to muscle with the wife be made to muscle. Right? Bain shu kaved, bain shu kal, whether it's heavy or light. So lechein ein litchav yachan agolah shal tinoik, you shouldn't push a baby carriage, agolah kan, I don't know, shahar, shahar,
can't lift the table together.
Right? Which, it's like you're getting off a bus or something, and everybody's waiting, and your wife is struggling with the carriage. So then, or going up a flight of steps. Let's look at Chafez. Shut Igros Ma'ishu Mashkazu B'chayei Adam. The Na'igan Shekobu Nebeisam Ebiyin HaKa'ara. Sometimes the people are knowing that everybody picks up the Ka'ara. Alpam Shush Tanida. Because it's Vayeshes. Telachayin Yoyz Tanachan Shalaylam Lo'isegviya Ishtay HaKa'ara. He's talking about the Seder. That some people have the minig by the Seder that when you pick up the Ka'ara, like for Halach Ma'amiyah, or whatever it is, then no, everybody picks it up at the same time. That's what it sounds like. So if the wife doesn't, so it's just embarrassing. So he says, therefore, you should not have that minig. But yesh lomar shekamanosik is she ishtei nida lo'isegviya ima makara mishum chashash negiyah. Meaning, what comes out is there's a chumrah that even if there's a lot of people picking up this thing, she can't help either. Right?
All right, so what do you do by the stairs?
Ask the shayla's question.
Carried down. Is there a house? I mean, the mall?
You gotta try and get. I don't know. You gotta try and get out of it. If you can, then you can do it. Let's see. I am big with Moshe Chof Gimel Shabir. The Masa Kal with something that's very light. She'ena Tzricha L'Siyua, that it doesn't need his help. Ula Yaisa Chomer. Maybe that's more strict. Kima the Nikr Katan Shehula Siyua. That the reason why they're both holding on to something that's so light. And Lamai it's Chivra. So maybe it's more Chomer than something heavy. Right?
Can
and
you hold the baby
together?
Not like,
what?
Can you hold
a
toddler together, or?
No. Like, I'm walking with the toddler.
Walking
towards holding the toddler's hand.
Yeah, you're holding.
I think something, yeah, but that's for sure not. Swinging the kids, for sure not. But, time to walk with the hand, I don't remember. I think I saw both of us. Okay, Ner Avdallah, Mutalisha Lahaknikas Ner Avdallah. She's allowed to hold the Ner Avdallah. Afsha Baal Makarabas Yodili Hanes Me Oiroi Kishavarach Bairam Eresh. Even though the Baal is getting Hana from the Eish.
Is it Itur?
Yeah. I think normally stamp to get for the husband to get Hana from the fire that the wife is holding is not allowed.
Right, because she can't light a cigarette.
Right, lighting a cigarette is not allowed.
Seriously?
Really?
She can't light a cigarette.
Really?
Fine. Okay, that's that.
Your father sent down the tapes.
Yeah. She can't light a cigarette for many reasons. With me either.